What did Jesus tell us to do?
To go into, he said, go into the world, preach the gospel, and make disciples of many men.
That's what we're doing today. We're preaching the gospel. We're also,
but you're not making disciples.
We're standing against false American churchianity and warning people about their sin. We actually make disciples on our website. You got to repent to become a disciple. You got to be born of God to become a disciple. This is a goat farm. You must become a sheep of God to become a disciple of God.
Okay, hold on a second.
So you asked me how we're doing what Jesus called us to.
I got you.
We're preaching the gospel.
Did I disagree with anything you said?
What are you doing here?
Hold on. I'm a Takuo.
What are you doing
right
here?
Takuo, right?
Oh, Tupo.
Takuo, did I disagree with anything you said when we talked?
Yeah, I'm confused at what angle
it's yes, yes or no question.
Yeah, confusion's not of God.
Yeah.
We won't confuse you. We're here to preach Christ crucified.
Where's the confusion?
Call out false religion.
Right.
Everything you said,
right.
I said I don't.
Right.
So what's your angle? What's your angle?
My angle is this. My only thing is,
you're against what we're doing? Can you open the scriptures and prove me wrong anywhere?
We walked through this sign right here, and I did not say I disagree with anything.
Oh, Jesus equals truth. Yeah. Churches equal lies. Repent. Don'tperish.com is our website where we make disciples and teach for free. Thousands of resources. So that's what Jesus told us to do. Go lift up his shed blood. Call people to repentance and new life. Call them out of the false churches. Tell them the lies that they must come out of through repentance, and you can be born again to holiness and obedience. Yeah. And endure to eternal life.
I'm 26.
So what's your point, sir?
My point is this.
Are you at this, by the way?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm actually walking by.
Okay.
But I told Amon that I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. God sent his Son into the world to save the world that he created. He died, and 3 days later, he rose again.
Amen.
The Bible says that you cannot confess that unless the Lord has revealed that to you. Right? If you believe if you believe in your heart, then confess with your mouth, you will be what?
You'll be saved.
Okay, my question is
that's
this.
That's Romans 10.
Yes, hold on. I'll let you talk.
You can't throw God's word out there and pick it apart in pieces without going back and read the rest of Romans that says by faith, the goodness of God calls us to repentance.
Okay.
Paul says we must become new creations, transform, not being like the world.
This
you can't just pull out Romans 10 and say it with your mouth, you'll be saved. Okay? You must put the word of God in context, sir.
I agree with you 100%.
All right. We live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. You're living by a few verses.
100%. Okay, cool. Here's what I'm saying.
It's not cool.
It is cool.
It's not cool to live by a few verses.
Okay, cool. I get what you're saying.
That's not cool.
Here's what I'm saying.
Keep saying cool. It's not cool. It's uncool.
Okay,
it's sinful.
Here's what I'm saying. You are not letting me talk.
Well, you're saying foolishness, and I usually don't listen to foolishness very long.
Okay, cool.
That's not cool. Foolishness is sinful.
Here's what,
and it's going to put you out of the kingdom of God.
I understand what you're saying. I disagree with you.
Are you really?
I disagree with...
Proverbs says a fool is not going to find a place in the kingdom of God.
No.
And reprove a scorner who'll hate you, rebuke a wise man who'll love you.
And then
Proverbs 9.
But the Bible says they will know you by your...
fruit. I'm loving you with the truth.
How so?
I'm out here with my brother and sister with gospel
signs.
I don't need a relationship with you. The
Jesus
prophets,
had a relationship
the prophets
with
showed up and told people to come out of their sin. They didn't even know who the prophets were.
And what was your name again?
Tupos. We don't need relationship. We need the word of God.
Okay. So when Jesus went to go put the word of God into the hearts of the people that he lived life with, that was in the context of what?
Well, he called disciples to himself.
So now you're picking and choosing. You can't do that.
No. I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to keep going. I really don't know what your angle is. You seem contentious. You seem contentious. You're contentious and you have no point.
No, I just want to do with your
what
model.
Is your point of...
You're pushing people away from the truth.
Really?
Yes, I do.
What are you doing today? Just walking through your worldly life.
Oh, really? Is that what you think?
What are you doing?
Okay.
What are you doing? Is that your wife? Girlfriend?
Yeah,
and that children? You're blessed. Do you have children?
Yes.
Okay. Your house isn't in order.
Oh, okay.
And you're telling us that we're doing wrong.
That's what you think?
But we're living holy and godly.
Well, you don't know me enough to know...
I do know. I see your fruit. You look like a worldly man. Your wife's not covered and not biblically dressed. Are you defending this? Do you think this is Christianity?
I never once mentioned this.
I'm asking.
I'm not defending anything.
Do you go to a church system?
I do.
What's the name of it?
One Community Church.
Okay, so that's probably a non-denominational.
Yeah.
They keep the Sunday system.
Yeah.
They keep Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. They're feminized. I can see by your wife. They don't teach you how to dress. The temple cover her head. So see, you really have no standing to be giving us truth, sir.
Okay.
You need to go and study, and if you repent, we're willing to help you.
Okay.
But if you won't repent, we can't help you. We actually have to separate from you for Romans 16, 17.
I agree. I understand what you're saying.
Here's
what I'm saying.
That's why I won't let you talk, because you're talking lies.
It's a form of godliness that denies its power. So I want to let you guys go on your way.
Really?
You're 26.
A form of godliness that denies the power thereof? What's the power of God? A transformed life. We've all had our lives transformed. Repent, sir. We love you. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. What was that about? I still got the audio going.
That was strange because I was telling him, well, how do you think this works? How do you think this works? Like, you're going out into the world, you're preaching the gospel. What does that mean? Like, discipleship. What does that
mean? Yeah, he was all over.
And I'm like, he's like, how do you market yourself? Why are you marketing yourself this way? Like, what? And I'm like, we're called to just go preach the gospel and the Lord. My sheep hear my voice. They follow me. The Spirit will draw those people to it. He's like, yeah, yeah, I get that. I agree with you. That's true. But what's your, like, how do you go about, because you're out here preaching the gospel, and he was just all over the place. And I was like, what?
Another guy that looks like he's been in Starbucks for 12 hours drinking a bunch of coffee.
I went over the gospel with
him. Yeah, you found him, Sister Amener. He came up to you.
I go through on the gospel card, and he was zeroed in on this motto, how we're doing what we're doing and making disciples. And I said, we fellowship with those who are like-minded, called out of the world to Ephesus. And he goes, you make it sound like them and us. I said, that's exactly what it yeah. is. The worldly church is them,
yeah.
and us are the ecclesia, called out, set apart, holy ones that make disciples. I talked about elders and leaders.
Yeah.
And then when Apuo came over, he was trying to stump him. I stepped in to try to tell you what I had already said, because yeah. he was really confused.
He was all over the place, yeah.
He was.
Yeah, and his life, we could see, his house is very worldly. He goes to a worldly church. We're out proclaiming the gospel, and he's just walking through this world telling us we're doing it wrong.
He came as a wolf.
Yeah, we hear that all the time. Yep. So good job. Way to stand up for the truth.
I could tell he was going after me because he saw I was like the more like quiet one. Yep, yep. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, definitely. They'll try to go after that. Yeah. Amen. Good job, brother.